In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even as Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. You may be seated. We're starting a three-week series this morning that we're calling the Word Incarnate, where we're going to be journeying through and walking through Jesus's beginning years of life. Jesus is such a huge part of the story of God that as Christians, as we continue to go through God's Word, it's one of the biggest values here at our church. It's one of the greatest values here in our ministry. That as we do that, we see in the New Testament that God fulfills tons of prophecies from the Old Testament through Jesus. Jesus comes on the scene for about 33 years and he changes everything. He fulfills prophecies. He talks to people. He heals people. And Jesus claims to be the Son of God. As most of us know how the story goes, Jesus then dies a really brutal death at about the age of 33. But then he raises from the dead and he walks around the earth for a handful of days with a handful of people. And Jesus, like all of us, he had a start, he had a beginning. And that's what we do during Christmas, is we celebrate his birth. Holidays are set up to remember things. And Christmas, as much as we get so confused with what Christmas is about, the true meaning of Christmas is about Christ. It's that first word in Christmas. And so often we forget that Christ is in there. And we easily get distracted with the presents and the festivities, which are awesome. But would we not forget what Christmas is intended and set up to do? Christmas is intended to be a holiday where we would remember what happened so many thousands of years ago, where God fulfilled his promises by sending down his son in flesh form, God in flesh, to Mary and to Joseph. And so what I want to do over the next 3 weeks is I want to talk about Jesus's beginning years. The majority of the New Testament, the majority of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they talk about the last 3 years of Jesus' life. And really, most of the accounts we have is really about his last week or so of life. But what I want to do in kind of the spirit of Christmas, I want to talk about his beginning years. I want to talk about his birth story. Often when Lucy was born and was little, people would want to hear her birth story. And that's what we want to do over the next 3 weeks. We want to talk about it. We want to pray over it. We want to discuss it on Wednesday nights. If you're not here on Wednesday nights, come the next 3 weeks on Wednesday nights and talk about Jesus's beginning years. Again, we don't have a lot, but what we have is really important. And so what I wanted to do this morning is I wanted to kick this series off in a very different way. We have two core values here in Overflow. Number one is that we would be people passionate about God's word. Number two is that we would be people of prayerfulness. And so this morning, I really want to integrate both. And over the next hour or so, we're going to do the Christmas story worship experience, where I'm going to have you guys go through a self-guided kind of prayer worship experience this morning. If you don't have a booklet, raise your hand. One of the student leaders would want to, love to give you one. There's three mandatory items that you need to have in order for this to work this morning. You need to have this self-guided booklet, so keep your hand up. You need to have a Bible, so keep your hand up if you don't have a Bible. And you must have a pen. If you don't have one of those three items, it's going to be really, really hard to do this morning's exercise. So make sure that you have all three of those items, a Bible, a booklet this morning, and then a pen this morning. And what you're going to see in a second is the worship band is going to do one more song to kind of continue to usher us in to a spirit of prayerfulness, to a spirit of anticipation. And then when they're done, it's very simple. Just start going through this booklet. It'll take you about an hour to do. There's no rush to go through it. The service this morning is guided from you. And the reason I wanted to start off with this for kind of the series is I want you to be able to go through Jesus's beginning year stories on your own first. And I want you to not only look at the story through the lens of what the story is, but this morning is going to give you an opportunity to look at the story through a lens of your own as well. You're going to see to my left, there's station number one over here set up. To my right, there's station number two. In the prayer room, there's station number three. And this morning, it's going to guide you through three separate stations. In between stations, you're going to see that you have opportunity to just sit in your Bible, and it's going to preempt you to read through parts of the story. And this morning, you're going to get to read through the birth account from four different perspectives. Kind of from the perspective of the Old Testament and Jesus' story, then through the perspective of Mary. Then you're going to get to read through the perspective of Joseph. And then last, you're going to get to read through the perspective of the shepherds. And as you go through each kind of perspective of the birth story, you're also then going to get to respond personally. Is how does that react with you personally? And each station is kind of that personal response. And you'll see kind of preemptings of where you just need to go and sit and read or think, or it'll give you some questions to think through. And this space is set up for that. Feel free to sit in a chair if that's more comfortable. Feel free to lay down, whatever that looks like. My big ask for you this morning as we really pray over the next hour or so is that this would be a really awesome time for you to be with God, that you would offer yourself to God as you are and that you would receive God as he is. And so this morning, don't make the mistake of talking or catching up with somebody. There's tons of time to do that after service this morning. But I want you to take the next hour, and for some of you, that might be a struggle. An hour's a long time. And I'd encourage you, that's okay. Typically, when we're challenged, that means we're growing. So push into that. For some of you, this may be exactly what you need this morning. But for us as Christians, there's nothing better than being able to be intimate with God. And so as we start this series, I want us to read the story on our own. I want us to personally put ourselves in the story. And then over the next 2 weeks, I'll do more traditional teaching on Jesus's beginning years. That we would be people that continue to learn about who Jesus is. Because Jesus is the man that we all strive to be. Jesus is the man who set that example. Jesus is the man who we look at and we say, that's what I want love to look like in my life. That's what I want patience to look like in my life. That's what I want truth to look like in my life. So we get a really awesome opportunity to do that this morning. If for whatever reason you have any questions as you kind of go through this time with you and the Lord, please let me know. I would love to kind of walk you through that. You've got some candles and some different stuff. And again, I just expect maturity out of you guys during this morning. So let me pray for us. And as I pray this morning, I'm going to ask you guys to get on your knees. This is just one of many, many postures. When you see people get on their knees, typically it's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of dependency. As you continue to journey through prayer, there's a million different ways we can pray. There's a ton of different postures we can take as we pray. And I would encourage you as you pray this morning, maybe look at different postures. Maybe you stand up with your hands open as you pray. Maybe you kneel. Maybe you lay down prostrate on the ground. Whatever that might look like. when we think of different postures, when we think of praying with our eyes open or eyes shut, these are all just areas to help us be with God. So if you pray better with your eyes open, keep them open. If you pray better and if you're able to be more alert kneeling down, kneel down. Some of the prayer stations will offer different postures for you. And so I'd encourage you to use those as a way of sitting and being with God. So as we kneel, let's put our palms up this morning in just a posture of receiving. And I'm going to ask a blessing over this morning. The worship band is going to do one more song for us this morning that's going to kind of usher us into that. Take your time. There's no rush. As we get to the end of service, worship team will come back up and they'll continue to worship with us. Feel free to continue through to station 3 if you're not finished yet. Once you finish, feel free to come sit and you can kind of process through. Heavenly Father, God, I'm really excited for a series. God, I take that back. I'm just excited for the next 3 weeks to talk about your son, Jesus. Yahweh, you sent down yourself in human form, in fleshly form, to be perfect. God, Christmas is a time where we get to remember your son. We get to remember the birth story, which is an incredible, miraculous story with tons of awesome, unlikely people. We think of Mary, who was a teenager. We think of Joseph and the feelings he must have felt. God, we think of the shepherds and the wise men. We think of Jesus, your son, being born in a manger where the lowest of lows would have been born. God, this story is so unique. God, your son's beginning years are full of beauty, are full of humility. So this morning, I ask a blessing over each one of us in this room as we get to sit and walk through this worshipful, prayerful experience of going through your story on our own. Would you rid distractions from us this morning, God, for those of us who bring in any sort of distraction into this place? That we'd be able to sit in your story as we journey down this for the next 3 weeks of getting to just sit with this miraculous story that over this next month we get to celebrate. Lord, the festivities are really fun, but would we not get caught up in those? Would we not let those distract us from the main reminder of this season?
Amen.
Well, hey, I hope this morning was life-giving to you. What a great gift that we have the freedom to be able to just sit and be in God's word. So often we forget, rightfully so, because we live in a country where we are freely able to do this. But we're reminded when we look at the world that there are a lot of places where the Bible's illegal, places where churches have to be underground. And so what a privilege this morning to be able to come in and watch you guys and myself included kind of just guide ourselves through the Christmas story. I'm excited. December is always a really awesome time to be able to look back at Jesus and to be reminded of what the Christmas season is all about. And so I hope this morning was life-giving for you. I hope that this morning, as you are reminded of the story from Mary's perspective and from Joseph's perspective, from the shepherd's perspective and from the wise men's perspective, that you too were able to then put yourself in that story, that you were able to see the areas in our life where we need to ask God, how are you going to make this happen? Rather than, God, I can't do this. What a great example Mary sets for us. When she says, God, how will this be? But so often I know for me, my default response is, God, I can't do that. I'm not enough. And so I hope that this morning, as you got to sit with the Lord, as you got to be reminded through that letter that was in the manger for you this morning of who you are, that you are deeply, we are deeply loved by God, the God who created the universe, the God who brought light to this earth, and then the God who sent his one and only son, Jesus. What an awesome gift that we get to be part of that family, be part of that inheritance. Many of us in this room come in this morning and often feel that we're unworthy. Unworthy's been a part of my story for a long time, and yet we're not. We are worthy. We are worthy. Jesus came to show us that. He came to forgive us, to love us. And so Christmas is a time of joy, not because of just gifts, but because we get to celebrate the greatest gift of all time, Jesus Christ, what he did for us. And that started with his birth, a birth that was miraculous. So enjoy this holiday season. Enjoy this series. Come Wednesday night as we begin our discussions in this series. And then for the next two Sundays. Awesome. Have a great week, guys. Thanks for being here.